Axios admits mass immigration makes U.S. housing crisis worse. By John Binder on September 27, 2023. Mass immigration to the United States makes the nation's housing crisis worse for Americans, corporate-backed Axios admits in a recent report. As President Joe Biden's Department of Homeland Security, DHS, is releasing more than 60,000 border crossers and illegal aliens into American communities every month, in addition to giving green cards to over a million legal immigrants a year, housing costs for Americans are increasingly unsustainable as demand drives up prices. Cities simply don't have enough affordable homes, enough shelters, or enough money to help everyone who needs it, straining scarce resources and leaving thousands of people out on the street, Axios admitted in a recent piece titled Migrant Surge Makes U.S. Housing Crisis Worse. Soaring housing costs and the end of some pandemic-era safety nets have fueled an affordable housing shortage, causing homelessness to rise in many cities, the Axios report continued. Indeed, in New York City, where more than 110,000 border crossers and illegal aliens have arrived since the spring of last year, rents have skyrocketed as a result of demand. Zillow, which tracks rents, shows that while the median rent in New York City in September 2022 stood at about $3,500, that price has increased to $3,700 this month. Even as crime has increased across the city and a migrant inflow has spurred quality of life issues in neighborhoods. Last week, New York City Mayor Eric Adams announced a project to dramatically expand housing development across the city in every neighborhood, regardless of historical zoning restrictions. The project promises to add 100,000 new homes to the city. The admission from Axios is significant as Democrats, Wall Street, open borders activists, and real estate investors have long claimed that immigration levels have no impact on housing costs. In May, a left-wing writer at New York Magazine made a similar admission, writing that mass immigration overall is bad for housing prices for Americans. The New York Times and Wall Street Journal, both proponents of mass immigration, have made similar admissions. Sen. J.D. Vance, R.O., has similarly called out the issue of mass immigration driving up home prices for Americans, telling Breitbart News that the policy of importing millions annually is akin to economic warfare. Watch, J.D. Vance, illegal immigration robs Americans of dream of owning a home. Think about what this does for housing prices, when you have to house 10 million people that shouldn't be here. That drives up the costs of housing when interest rates are already through the roof, Vance said of mass immigration. This is economic warfare and theft of the American dream from American citizens. That is the big problem here and that's why we have to keep fighting it, he said. In 2013, a study by the Michael Bloomberg-funded New American Economy, which promotes mass immigration, explained how the importing of tens of millions of immigrants over decades had helped raise housing costs by $3.7 trillion for the next generation of homebuyers but spun the figure as the creation of housing wealth. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.